Rowan, for the last time. I'm one of the pastors here. I have been for 7 years, and it's wonderful to just reflect on that time and to see so many people, because it's a people that make a church, isn't it? It's people who give you memories, people who support you, people who you can learn from. It's people who make it all worthwhile. So I just wanted to, before I start, just thought, I was thinking about last week actually. So Josh Huggett was preaching, and he was a really dynamic preacher, and I was impressed. and it left me with the encouragement at the end was encourage one another with love and good deeds. And I just wondered, perhaps you have had a special moment or time this week where you've either experienced love and good deeds, or you've given that. If you can't think of something, perhaps just think of something that you're thankful for. So you got a minute just with the person next to you or behind you, just to share quickly something either that you've experienced loving good deeds or given that, or something that you're thankful for. All right. This is your turn to participate and talk to one another. Yep. You're off, but it's wonderful that most people have something to share, and I love that. I love just the idea that we hear a message from God the week before, and then have an opportunity to share how we might have put that into action. I love that. So well done. So just reflecting. It's August 2022 now. I was thinking in April or May 2015, I wonder what you were doing there then, 7 years ago. For me, I was working full-time for the city of Belmont, and I was out in the bush in Belmont spraying weeds. And then my phone rang. I thought, okay, I quickly took my spraying glove off and answered it. Didn't know who it was, but answered it, and the voice on the other end was Craig Lydon, senior pastor at Parkerville Baptist Church. And to be honest, I didn't really know where Parkerville was and and anything about the church or this area, but invited me to come up and chat with him and a couple of others at the time, and showed me around. And then I thought, why not go, explore it a little bit more. And so then followed that path, and then Craig reminded me about the interview that I had, the formal interview with a leadership team, and they weren't quite sure whether I was experienced and had the right things that a youth pastor here might need. But fortunately, I think God had his hand in helping Craig to see that my heart was for people and my call was to ministry and serve people. And this might possibly be a good place for me to learn and grow what that looks like. And so God put me in a position where I've had to learn and grow and be stretched and make mistakes and meet some wonderful people and do some amazing ministry. So wanted to share, I'll try and follow that. What's next on the slide? There you go. Willingness to be taught by others. That's a really key thing for me. And if you know me, you know that I like birds. I actually chose How Great Thou Art. And I saw a few smiles there. So did you know that birds of the same feather fly together? But I actually was thinking that birds of different feathers feed together. And if my mate Lewis was here, he would know that we've had a lot of bird watching trips around the place. And actually, you'll probably notice just when there's birds feeding on the ground or chasing bugs in the air, that often they do that with different types of birds that are similar but different. There's a diversity there. So that point was not just so that I could get a bird illustration. It was actually to say that it is helpful to have a variety of people around you, And I've experienced that, and I've learnt from many people. one quote that's there, I put from Craig Lydon, is that ministry happens at the intersection of relationship and opportunity. The ministry happens. You can care and love people, serve them, when you build relationships with people, and there's an opportunity to meet that need. So I've learnt that, and it's evident, I think, in most things that we do. So that's helpful. Just thinking what's next. Another quote from Jennifer Turner was a pastor here way back when it started, and I did supervised field education with her. She was my supervisor, and she was intrigued by me because I didn't quite fit in with an easy category of person, and so she made it her task to figure out what were some of the blockages for me, and this was one of them. She said that I get paralyzed by indecision, and this can lead to inaction. So sometimes if I'm like, oh, there's so many things that I could do or need to be done, I sometimes don't do what I need to, whether this is helpful to you or not. But then another thing that I learned is that I actually love being with people, and I'm an extrovert, which usually means that I'm the last person to leave a place because I'm still talking. But I think there's a few people that can relate to that. Being extroverted means that I need people to help me and sometimes help to clarify things and solve problems. I don't know how many times I've just called Anika or a couple of people while driving just to talk. And just while talking, I've just been able to figure things out. And they're like, yeah, why did you call me? And then I just needed to talk to somebody, and that's been really helpful. There's been so many people that I've just been able to chat with, last thing that I've learned about myself is that sometimes if I see people doing something, I naturally won't interrupt. It's an interesting observation I've made of myself, but sometimes that can be a good thing. And sometimes that perhaps not so good thing. So that's what I've learned, and people have shared that with me. That was from that. Yeah, learning from weaknesses and mistakes. So yeah, sometimes there's lots of things that I'm not saying I'll regret them, but probably the biggest things that I wish I had have done perhaps better is just following up with people and discipling and reading the Bible with them and praying with them. But that's okay. The next one, yes, praying with and for others. And I've so enjoyed spending so many times praying in early mornings, late evenings, with and for most of you probably, and whether being in need or whether it's just to think of you, to bless you, or things like that. So I think we really grow in ourselves and in our understanding and how God works by praying with others, and especially people who pray differently. I've learned a lot from people who have said, let's pray in a strategic way. So have a list of prayer points, and then everybody goes around and prays for that one thing on the list, and then go to the next thing, and everyone gets a chance to pray for that thing. So it's kind of that intentional kind of bullet point. But then I've also been with people where we've had multiple prayer points and everybody's praying at the same time. And it seems like chaos, but you can actually feel people just pouring out their hearts to God, and you just get swept up in that that emotion and that passion for people praying with God. And I've heard someone say it's like storming the gates of heaven, pleading and interceding on behalf of people and the nations and those that are in need. So I really encourage you to be bold, to be courageous and pray in different ways, and pray for people, and be specific, but also be general and allow God to speak into that. Because in through that, in that relationship with God, our hearts are softened, I think. God can really soften our hearts towards others and by committing them or committing different work to God and allow Him, God, to shape the way He sees other people and their needs. I've loved doing that, being with the pastoral care team and being invited into sharing people's burdens and committing them to God. It's been an amazing privilege. Prayer. There's lots of reflections on times praying with people and for people. So it just highlights the importance of having a supportive group of people around us, church family, friends, people that I've known for a short time, people that I've known for a long time. People that have been around me over these last 7 years is a testimony to the things that God has done through me during this time. And so hopefully by reflecting on a few of these things, perhaps you might just, this is a different, unique thing for us. But wherever you are, reflecting on what God is teaching you or has taught you is a really important thing to help God grow us and grow His people. And the wonderful thing is that we do that in community, and that's with others. And however big that community is or however small it is, it's important. it's just wonderful to have this opportunity to speak. And so that's a little bit about myself, I suppose. I can't think of any more bird illustrations or animal illustrations, but there's a few things that I've learned, and I'm probably, as I go on into a new field and a different way of loving and caring for people and praying for people, I'll learn a whole lot more. we really have loved being here the last 7 years, we love all the people that we've been able to spend time with. And we know that there is wonderful things, powerful things that God is doing and wants to do here in this church. It's just a privilege to be in such a beautiful place. And I just one memory about a real clarifying moment that I had, that I was called here, was my first day. And so I got here a bit earlier. And just working in the bush for a long time and being with plants and animals, I just got into my office and I'm like, okay, I need to figure out what it means to be a youth pastor, to run youth group. But then I looked out the window and I saw a scarlet robin and I saw a western spinebill, beautiful birds. That are like, okay. And then this phrase actually, that God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And I just thought, okay, I think I'm in the right place here. God has things for me here. And that's wonderful. And then I just look around and see all the people that are here and think, as long as you are here, God has a special work and a plan for you in order to love people, be witnesses to Him, be empowered by His Spirit, to go and to love people, to share Him with people around you, whether it's your neighbours, whether it's being sent out across the road, whether it's being sent to actually be bold enough to talk to your best friend that you've known for a long time and actually share Bible verses with them or pray with them. There's those little things, those little moments that we just need just that nudge to just be sent enough to go and share. And then as you, the who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. There could be great joy in tomorrow. There could be great sorrow in tomorrow. And despite what happens, you can be this community of believers that is such a witness to the neighborhood. People without hope, without joy in this world, need people that can bring that. People who have gone through the toughest adversities need other people who perhaps have been through the same thing to walk with them, to guide them, to shepherd them, to pray with them, put your arm around them. So, yeah, really encouraged to maybe even after today, just think and ask for one person to encourage, to bless. Yeah, for us, it's going to look a little bit different. We feel called to a region, the Wheat Belt in the Great Southern. What a optimistic task. Actually, I forgot there was something in my notes that I was meant to say, that my optimism bias can sometimes override reality. But actually, being optimistic is not all that bad, because sometimes it can create opportunities that may not occur otherwise. And talking to Bruce, he knows, he mentions he's optimistic a lot, and being involved with Parky Care, and think about how we could make a difference there and help a community of people who are just not really interested in wanting to join together and work together. But I just really feel that there can be opportunities for that community. So optimism, yeah, we're called to a region. And I was reading this morning Isaiah 38, and I thought it was really relevant. It's not Isaiah 38. It must be something else that starts with 8. Sorry. maybe it's 39. No, I've lost it. It was really good. It's a passage in Isaiah, anyway, where it's a call, the picture of the wilderness and the desert, actually having streams of living water. Does anybody know that chapter? And the picture of it where there was, so it was both a judgment and a place where there was going to be desolation, but there was great hope there. And the picture, I suppose, when you, and it's so different when you drive out in the Wheat Belt, between now, where you can see all green everywhere, greens and yellows. And maybe I've got a photo at the end. Nah. Okay. Well, if you can picture green fields, paddocks with either yellow canola or that you know, that white wheat harvest picture, picture that. But then 6 months later, in the middle of summer, it's dry. So I just get that picture that's what God wants us to do in those country towns where they might be dry, where there might have been a church there for a long time, but there's that dryness, there's generations that have left. There's that despair, there's that uncertainty of how long can we hold this together. But actually, perhaps through us, through some encouragement, through us joy, through us sharing that passage, with people, they might see a harvest there. And I really feel that it's that's God on God's heart to send us out to show people what that might look like. Actually seeing people make disciples. There we go. Isaiah 41. Ah, fantastic. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I'll turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. Yeah, that's wonderful. Go into those dry places and share stories of hope with them. So we're going to look for people who can help us with that task. We've been called into a region to pray, to go, to disciple, and to see a multiplication of those groups meeting together, overflowing with joy, overflowing with rivers of living water, looking for people of peace who God has appointed and places where God is working already. So I just thought of Matthew 5, verse 4. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. You are blessed." And God is doing work in places that he is going to send us to. He's going to send us to people who are being merciful. He's going to send us to people who are mourning. He's going to send us to people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. He's going to send us to those people who are pure in heart, those who are peacemakers, and those who we can proclaim that the kingdom of God is not far away from you. And so, yeah, that's us, that's our call. And I think that's probably all I'll share for now. but just encourage you to think about what that might look like for you. Yeah, who are you called to? Where are you called to go? And be sent. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for us and the church here at Parkey. God, our Father in heaven, we love you and we worship you. We are so thankful for 7 years of ministry here at Parkey for Anika and I. Thank you for the blessing of 4 kids and for the support that we've had here during this time. Thank you so much for the times of prayer with others. Thank you for the good fun that we had in youth ministry and with young adults. Thank you for the many cups of tea and coffee, sitting with people and listening to people's stories and helping in different ways. Thank you for the opportunities like going to schools, playing basketball, sharing about nature with kids. Thank you for the confirmation, the little things that we can know you've placed us in the right place. So, we just really want to bless the church here at Parkey. We are so thankful for what you're doing here, and we ask that you will really bear fruit that will last, fruit that will multiply, fruit that will bring your kingdom here in this place, fruit that will really energize and bring great joy to people to keep going, keep looking for those who are lost, who need your kingdom. We're expectant that your spirit will be poured out here in this place and in the hills. Now, for us as we go into this new role, yeah, please lead us and guide us, and we thank you for this time of reflection this morning, and may you speak and teach in the unique way that you want to. to each one of us here. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.